Mobile. W2T Mobile, temporarily.
Got that, huh? What's up, Rusty?
I went and picked up medicine this morning at the doctor's at the pharmacy. Went and got me a soldering gun at Lowe's. Came over here to Wally World to get some coffee, and they didn't have it. Now I'm going to pick up mail, then I'm going home. So other than that, I won't be anywhere except about 3 o'clock. I got to meet Mr. N0TR to... His wife has made a mask for me, and I'm going to go pick that up. Meet him at Sims Automotive in Duncan and pick that up from him.
All right. Yeah, my wife has made probably a couple of dozen of them things, doing them for her coworkers at work, and I tell you what, it looks like a menagerie, all the different kind of fabrics she's made them out of. She even had a piece of cloth that looked like a skull and crossbones.
I've seen several of those around, and in both the homemade version and even a, let's see, I saw one today that was, that's one of the commercial type you get that has the skull and crossbones on the front of it.
K4VWA. Yeah, I'm not sure that wouldn't be a little bit in bad taste, and I told her so, too. Well, let's head over to Lowe's, bud.
I've done been there. Been there, got what I wanted, now I'm on my way to the post office. Because they didn't have what I wanted at Wally World, so. I've still got coffee at home, so it's not like I'm out of it completely, but, you know, it is what it is. And I'll, so do you wear a mask when you're out in public?
Uh-uh.
Good health, you won't have to worry about things like that, huh?
Well, I've been working around medical my entire life and, you know, all of my adult career. And over the years, I've had several physicians pretty much teach me how to stay out of circumstances. And particular health habits that they use to keep from getting it. So I just use those procedures like the MDs would use, and it has always worked for me over the years.
I just knew how to do that, too. Then you wouldn't have to worry.
A little bit more than just using hand sanitizer and washing your hands all the time. But, yeah, I mean, really, if you use common sense and... You know, keep 3 or 4 or 5 feet away from somebody that looks suspicious. And just, you know, whenever you do touch something that is suspicious, then, you know, you're going to be all right.
I kind of watch things. I don't handle everything. I look at things before I touch them and everything. But, you know, like I said, and now I'm going to unhook this mask since I'm in the car. And just get it off of one, let it hang on one ear. And I'll put it on because I was going into places like Lowe's and going into places like Walmart today. And actually, there were quite a few people here at the Lowe's down here at in Spartanburg. I guess that's the one you're headed for. Are you headed over to one over in Boiling Springs?
I'm headed for Boiling Springs. And I tell you what, I see these people driving down the road. With their masks on, you're taking yours off because, you know, it's convenient to go ahead and take it off, but, man, I've seen some people out there that just don't take their masks off, even in their own personal vehicle, and I just chuckle.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the same thing, you know, I pull it up, hook it up over the other ear when I go inside, and when I get back out and get in the car to drive from one place to another, I unhook it so I can take advantage of, because when inside that mask, I sweat around the face and everything, and my glasses fog up. When I let the mask loose, I've got air on in the car right now, so, you know, it makes it, and these paper masks never smell good. I don't care what you do to them.
Well, like I said, on some of this stuff that some of these people are doing, I just chuckle. Matter of fact, I walked into a McAllister's Deli about 4 or 5 days ago, and, Bo, I was walking up towards the door, and this lady was on the inside, and she saw me coming, and she turned loose of the door and backed up around the entrance counter and let me come in like I was, you know, carrying typhoid. I just laughed at her. It's just something else how folks are reacting.
That was because of the ugly.
Well, I was going to say that too, Tom, but, you know, I wasn't going to be too harsh about that anyway. But also, probably he didn't have a mask on and she thought he was dangerous. Go ahead there.
Cinder, old TR. Well, I think the funniest thing is when you see these people running around and they have the mask on, they're not covering their nose. They walk among us, N0TR.
Yeah, you bet, Tom. Isn't it stupid? I'm going to tell you. Some of these folks out there, we just won't go there. It's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Concerning to me, to the level of intelligence that some people go, like, in wearing those things.
And just remember, you can't fix stupid, so, hey, what can we say about it? And good morning again, Tom. And we got Steve in here with us. So, are you still at home, Tom, or are you just getting close to the radio? Is that it?
Oh, no, I've been listening to you guys. I had to look up your telephone number, and then I tried calling you on the radio, but you was in Walmart. But good morning, Steve. Yeah, I knew who it was. I was just sitting here reading the Flight Aware News. They say on some airlines you can buy a block of 8 seats for $220-some, so no one will sit around you too, Steve.
Hey, you know why you can get away with that? Because ain't nobody flying right now. They'll do about anything to get you into that airplane and get you gone. But, you know, now that would be an environment, you know, packed in there like sardines the way they used to do. Some of that stuff's going to change, but I don't know. If they disinfected after each flight and made their seats, the armrests, made them hard and, you know, hard surfaces instead of upholstered, you know, it would make, they could do a whole lot of things to make that a whole lot safer. But that's one activity that I'm not going to be doing for a while.
I'll see if I got it here. Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't do much flying at all myself, and I'm not planning to fly anywhere anytime soon. But I did read something the other day, and it was came from a quote from a magazine that deals with the flight world. And a lot of the airlines are right now looking at removing the center seat in those aisles where there's three across, and leaving space in between so that you're not sitting up next to anybody anywhere in the thing, you know. And possibility of taking out every other row of seats. So they've got that gap in there between the rows of seats that's almost, you know, 6 feet across. So, you know, that has a possibility of making things better. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
N0TR. Yeah, it's a flying petri dish, if you know what I mean, Steve. There's no question about that. They only recirculate 40% of the fresh air in there. And that's because it costs money, because it comes out of one of the stages in the engine. Now, the 787, the 777 has a better environmental control, and they pressurize now to a lower altitude. I think it used to be 8,000, and they brought it down to like 6,000, so it makes for less jet lag and things like that, and also the environment is cleaner, but it's still a petri dish.
What's talking about them taking seats out? Hey, All they got to do is just not sell the tickets for those seats. They don't have to take them out. You know, assign seating and they just space them out. A lot of labor there to consider as far as taking all that stuff out. And all they got to do is just assign seating.
I agree with you that, but like I said, this came from one of the industry magazines, this little article, and a friend of mine that works for the airlines pulled it out, and she posted it. She goes to church with me and everything. She's a flight attendant, and there have been one for 30 years, so she's seen a lot over the years, but that came out in one of their magazines that goes to the industry, not for public. That's what they're considering doing. They haven't decided for sure about that, but they are only selling, like you said, right now, they're only selling, leaving a lot of space around people for where they're selling seats, so, and doing things like that. And here the other day, she says she had a flight the other day, and she usually works first class now because she's got a lot of seniority. And there's not a lot of folks in that department anyway. But she says the other day they had a flight, and there was exactly six people on that flight, and it's a flight that carries normally 167 passengers, so go figure.
Roger. Yeah, my nephew, I texted him about two or three weeks ago. He flies the 787. He's the co-pilot, and has flown with American since 1991, and he said he wasn't working right now, but he usually flies the long flights from Dallas to the South Pacific down to China and South Korea and places like that. But I know there at the last he was flying to Europe, but I don't think that's a sanctuary anymore either. That's a hot spot, so I don't know if he's working in it or not, but he's been with him almost 30 years also. And we worry about him. Boy, he's a great pilot, I can tell you that.
Be back, W2T.
I'm going to go ahead and head on into Lowe's here and get what I need to make Mama happy. So I'll be back on here in about 15 or 20. Maybe I'll catch you guys then. So 73, Tom, try to behave. Rusty, I just don't know. KN4, VWA, clear.
Well, that'd be out of character for any of us, I'm afraid, Steve. Okay, you have a great day, Steve. You be safe out there. I think Rusty and I are in a different category than you as far as being high risk, for sure. But if you get a chance, and I'm sure you do, I'd recommend using the mask if you're around a lot of people. But in Lowe's, maybe you can social distance, but I got to tell you, Lowe's and Home Depot lately, they've just been packed, so we haven't got to go there, even though we wanted to. Take care. Gabby Ford and VWA sends your OTR clear.
Be on the road again.